Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
It's roasting here, isn't it?
Very warm.
It is so warm.
It's very, very warm.
So we're in. We're back in the studio again.
Thank God.
In the HU, we're delighted to have it. Very big thanks to HU and to the Sligo Show for letting us have it.
Thanks, Sligo Show.
This studio was out of action for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because they were re-insulating us and re-windifying
us,
I think.
Now it's a sauna.
And now they've turned it into a sauna.
It's what so happens when you do any insulation.
Anyone there that's paying a lot of pound to go out to the hot box out in Ross's Point, don't be worrying. Just come in here to the ATU. They're turning on the heating once a year now. And that should do it for about 300 days.
That's what's happening to all these new houses.
Yeah.
The insulate, everybody's gone mad in insulation and they've forgotten that it's no harm to have a slate broken in a roof.
We are being insulated to death,
yes.
Ray. Is what's going to happen
I
to us.
I can't breathe.
So because of that, they're telling us, don't be burning any more fuel, any of you.
And now we have the window open.
We're going, now we have the window open.
Yeah.
But they're saying, we're going to insulate the building so well that you'll all smother.
So,
not that they've done that here in the
HU. But thanks very much for doing it.
Oh, it's so brilliant.
Really nice.
No, I mean, beggars can't be kindies. I mean, we are delighted with this space, in fairness. Well, I am, because I'm out of my house. I don't mind kids.
Have we ever have we ever drank water on the show?
This is my second one. Do I look like a giant? Do I look like a giant?
Kids ones. Come here, what about the cake about you?
I don't know if I could ace this, but anyway. Oh, Ray, I mean, just anyone on Patreon, have a right look at that. What a load of... Isn't that absolutely terrible?
So I bought a Swiss roll.
Yeah.
And just a standard Swiss roll, and I bought 2 threes to signify the 33 in the jar. You're the same age as Jesus now, you know.
Am I the same age as whenever he went? And Kirk Cobain, I think.
And
oh,
that was when he went.
Is that when he went?
That's when Jeezy,
Jeezy was struck down the prime of his life.
Would you call yourself the prime of your life?
I'm in the prime of life now. But sometimes, though, you find people that say that about any age. Like, how old was she when she was 86? She was just there. She was only starting to get going.
But Brendan didn't bring any plates, knives, or any accoutrements to light the candles.
No, you didn't.
What?
You didn't ask Brendan to bring anything.
I think it's a team effort.
No, but you did. But that's all based on communication.
Yeah, but it was. I did fail to communicate. I will admit that. But I would have thought he would have known.
So we can't eat it.
And I don't have the massive card that I got for you as well.
But the other thing is as well, Ray. Why are you so worried about having it set up nicely with a Swiss roll? There's two ways you wear the Swiss roll, like a flute or like a harmonica.
It's a big wide flute.
I'd come at that like a harmonica.
You could do that.
That's the only way to come at a Swiss roll.
I'm going
to
take that out of the shot there now.
And the other thing as well is, and I do shock people with this, but I have a savage technique of keeping things clean.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I do. If you're cutting a Swiss roll.
Yeah.
I don't know who I learned this from years and years ago, but it was the best thing I ever heard. It's a big game of soccer going on outside.
There is, I hope people can hear it.
Two things. I do this with sausages. You know, if you get a pack of 16 sausages.
Would you buy 16?
I would.
The most I'd ever buy is 8, and there'd be 5 of them left behind that I'd never use.
I know, but like I'd go, I wouldn't have a sausage every morning though.
Would you have a sausage every morning?
I wouldn't have it every morning, but like, if I was ever making sausages, I'd make 3 or 4. Like, I wouldn't make 2.
But
like,
would you have sausages most days?
No, I wouldn't have sausages.
No, thank God.
I'd have maybe 2 times a week.
Right.
So,
and how many? 4?
Yeah, we do throw out a lot of sausages in our house.
Jesus.
Do you know?
Yeah, just stop buying the 16.
Yeah, but anyway,
who are you,
the point was, you can cut through that packet very cleanly down the middle, and that's what cuts all the links in between the sausages. You're opening the package and you're cutting it.
Yes.
And you can do the same.
Can't do that with the 8s.
Well, you can't do that with the 8s.
You can't do that with the 8s. Yeah.
You can cut a Swiss roll like that as well, and you'll have a lovely clean cut then. I don't know who said that years ago, but if you cut a Swiss roll with the plastic still on it.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, you're cutting a lovely clean. Yeah, but did you bring a lighter?
No.
Did you bring a knife?
No.
Did you bring plates?
No.
So
sorry, happy birthday.
This is the worst birthday party ever.
Yeah. Can I show you your card as well?
But it's not here, like.
I know, but the crowd that I bought it off. Wait, let's see now.
$8,000. How much did you pay for this card now, Ray?
So I'm going to give you this later, and I'm going to write some really kind things in it.
Okay.
But this is what I got you. So have a read of it there now, and you can describe to the audience at home what I got
you. That's absolutely marvelous. How did you know that's so tough? It says, happy birthday. Cheers to more celebrations.
Yeah.
That is more Salah holding the gate.
Yeah.
It's more Salah holding the cake before his hair transplant.
Yeah. So did he get a hair transplant?
Yeah, he got one during the summer. He shaved off his can and then he came back with
I thought that was the best card I've ever got you.
That is unbelievable. I can't wait to see the real thing.
Yeah, sorry I didn't bring it with me. I was probably in the bag with the plates and the lighters. And the
That is so good. I can't wait to get that.
Yeah.
You know, I keep birthday cards. Like, I will keep that.
Would you?
Yeah, you know, like, I have birthday cards from my 18th still. Yeah.
I have to give that. It's Palpack that does these cards.
If it's a fucking plug. He got it for free.
Yeah.
That's what's going on there now. I'm after realising.
Can we talk about traditional Irish music groups?
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean though by traditional? How traditional are you talking?
So, you know the way the traditional Irish musicians all tend to play in a group?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of traditional Irish musicians now that all of a sudden are heading out playing fucking Spruce Springsteen songs. And, you know, you'd be kind of going, traditional
either? Yeah, they're diversifying a good bit.
I'll tell you one thing about a band that I won't mention their name. We were on the same bill as them one time, you know, and they were kind of a country folk, traditional Irishy kind of a band, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And in order for us not to cross over on set lists, their manager sent us their set list.
Yeah.
They were playing Green Day. They were playing Oasis. Yeah. I was like, hang on a minute. That's our set anyway. Yeah. You're supposed to be the folk band.
I think they should stay in their lane.
Stay in your lane and don't play our lane, which is everything.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that are allowed to play everything.
We're the everything lane.
We don't
play trad.
Yeah, but we could flip out a bit of shipping up to get, you know,
that's
all the same.
That's not trad,
though. But the thing is, though, with our groups, though, is that as trends come and go, we're the ones that can kind of, we'll keep going
because we'll play them all.
Like, yeah. But then they're coming out there with their fiddles and their bowrons and they're playing Don't Look Back in Anger.
That's not what I wanted to talk about.
I just want to get that off McKendie. Yeah, go on anyway.
So I've noticed lately with trad groups, as you notice them, they'll be all sitting around in a pub perhaps, right? Or outside in a pool area if they're abroad in Spain.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden things get kind of, you know, hit up. Everybody's kind of, woo!
Hew!
Yeah?
Hew!
And then next thing, they all stand up on something. So they stand up on the chair they're sitting on or the table they're sitting beside. And I've noticed now, it's very much like when Westlife used to stand up for a keychain.
I was just going to say, and you can't talk about Westlife in Sligo?
No, because you
can get taxed. No, you get taxed if you do.
Sligo County Council tax.
Sligo County Council tax, you mentioned Westlife. Yeah. So sorry, no, lad, we're not going to say.
The whole thing is copyrighted.
Yeah, like they don't get any money off Louis Walsh anymore. They make all of their income.
When people mention them.
Off the mention tax.
Yeah.
The Westlife mention tax that they get from anyone. I say that to people at my gigs. Would you play a bit of Westlife? First of all, I always say, where are they from? That's what I always say to people. Yeah. And then I say, I can't play Westlife because every time you play a Westlife song, you have to pay the boys in Sligo. You can't.
That's true, yeah. And would you drop the money out of their house?
I do often drop the money out of the house.
I do meet...
They've asked me to Revolut them.
Shane the Buck with the big Land Rover? Yeah. He is.
Well, they both have the same G-Wagon.
I'm sure they've all...
They're not Land Rovers, they're G-Wagons.
They're G-Wagons, So I do meet him coming down the road when I'm going out to work to Ballina in the morning.
Lovely.
And he always looks like much more peaceful than me in life.
It's probably the money.
It's probably the money.
It's probably that you're driving an 07 Renault.
Renault. As someone called it on adverts last year, a tragic... I went on a tragic. Now, it was obviously a spelling mistake, but I thought that's
a Freudian slip. Yeah. But he's driving a G-Wagon, so he's probably a lot happier with his air conditioned
vehicle.
How much
for a G-Wagon? I think they're very reliable.
When you look it up there, they're probably 120, maybe more, 140.
There's probably
Brendan.
No point looking it up. It's a bit like going in asking to test drive one. There's no point.
No, but it is interesting to know how much they are, like how much a new Mercedes G-Wagon. It is the one thing I did was thinking during the week. We'll come back to your stuff. 120 to 199,000.
Yeah.
And that all depends on probably. Well, you get shade in the car, wouldn't you? But the thing with that is that Mercedes are very bad for, like, so that 120 grand version of it is only a status symbol because there'll be no extras.
Oh, there'll be nothing. No, so you'd be better, no you'd steering be wheel,
honestly,
handbrake,
you'd be better off
gears.
Buying a Vauxhall, like. There'll be nothing in it.
Gotcha.
Like, you know? Anyway, what was I saying again to you there now a minute ago? If you got rich tomorrow, me and you both make it big, the two Johnnies are crying, well, why the boy so big? Like that, right?
Yeah.
What's the car that you buy? Because I think it says a lot about you. So you're buying a car tomorrow with all your money.
Oh, so I have all the money now.
What
apparently,
do you buy?
Apparently, the book, the CEO of Ford has come out and said the Xiaomi car from China or Japan or somewhere, apparently it's the best thing he's ever driven.
I had a Xiaomi phone, it was a pack of shit.
So I don't know why the man that runs Ford is saying, Jesus, this is a great car.
He obviously has an investment.
So something's going on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know, what car would you get? I'll have a think now for myself.
I think if you're looking at the kind of middle of the road, like we're not going to buy Lamborghinis, like.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking at just luxury cars, right?
Yeah.
We're either buying a BMW or a Merc.
Okay.
And I want to know which of those two are you buying?
Neither. I'd buy a Renault Austral.
Ah, Jesus Christ almighty, Rich.
I'd keep it French. It's a big lump of a Renault Jeep. I seen it abroad in Spain and I fell in love with it there and then. And you can keep your Mercedes-Benz and your BMWs.
Go ahead.
I want a nice, easy-going, comfortable Renault Austral.
Well, now, I think you're nice, easy going, comfortable. There's only one other option. But anyway, okay.
What's
so you're
that?
What does a Renault Austral look like?
Austral looks beautiful, so it does.
Let me have a look at
an
Austral.
It's a gorgeous looking yoke. I seen one in red. People can look it up. They
if
can
this
see
is
it.
The ugliest thing I've ever
it's
seen.
It's not. It's the French are always great at making beautiful things.
Renault Austral. You can't even get them in Ireland.
No, you can't get them in Ireland. No.
Yeah. Oh, it is lovely now.
It is beautiful now.
Oh, it is. Do you know what it's like? It's like the 5008.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you know what? Now, this, what you asked is a very open-ended question.
It was a little bit of an open-ended question.
If I had the big money. But let's bring that down a small bit.
Okay.
If I had $3,000. This is a much more fun conversation.
No, well, the conversation, we will get to the $3,000 conversation. The conversation I want to have is that if you had said BMW, I'd be like, you're an awful prick.
Why?
Well, because that's kind of, oh, it's almost like, you know who's an awful bollocks? The fella who buys a BMW.
Oh, so you think BMW...
I think me as a more...
What has given you? I used to have a friend that used to kick wing mirrors specifically off BMWs when he see them.
Well, he's a prick as well.
I don't know why.
Who's an awful bollocks? Your friend.
But come here, why?
They have a bad rep, like.
But who gave them the... Can you remember the
and
rep?
It's young lads with money that buy BMWs. Sorry, Steno. It's young lads with money that buy BMWs. But if I came into money, I would buy a Merc. I'd buy like a C220 or
but
something.
But haven't Mercs become... we've turned
this
top gear here now.
Yeah,
but haven't they ruined the front of them?
No, I think they're more beautiful than ever.
No, they're not. They're plasticky, old pucky, old sowy, old shy.
I think the big emblem on the front now is more beautiful than ever.
It's not. It looks plastic. And it's riddled with cameras. Who needs cameras? It's cars. It's supposed to drive.
We need two cameras here.
Shoot a movie.
We can barely get fucking two cameras working here before this thing started. No, I know. I mean, I just think that that's... I think that's the classy choice. I think the BMW is... God forgive me now for saying this, but it's a bit of a... What do you do for a living? Don't be asking.
Don't be asking that question.
It's all right. I just have to meet your man late tonight. Yeah,
wouldn't
that's
it be nice though, to have that persona? Do you know?
Why are you wearing that white Canada Goose jacket?
What, if you had $3,000, what would you buy?
If I had £3,000, what would I buy?
And there's a load of questions because I have a couple of things in my mind that I want to get.
Okay, well, I would buy a Renault as well or a...
Would you?
I would. Or a Peugeot.
A Peugeot.
Yeah, because they're cheap cars because they're French and they're shit.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of bells and whistles that will work for a year or two.
Yeah.
For a year or two. And for if you're spending $3,000, you know,
you might as well get a year or two.
To get a year or two out of an old car like that. But that's what... So you're going to buy that Renault. I mean, it'll be a bag of shit.
The Austral. Yeah.
But it's only going to be $26,000, so...
It's more than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ah, you're getting fucking blown out of us.
I was looking at a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter.
Yeah, because that's a German-made car, Ray.
Yeah.
Made by one of the finest nations ever. I think in around the 40s they peaked. But I think ever since then, the German nation has come on leaps and bounds.
It's a 2001 version. It's for sale down in Ballina. It's partially converted into a camper. It's maroon. And I fell in love with it when I seen it. So if you happen to listen to the podcast and you want to get in touch to offer it to me at a lower rate... Behind my wife's back.
Yeah, but make sure you go behind Ray's wife.
Behind my wife's back. I don't mean physically behind my wife's back. Don't be offering it. Don't be standing behind her going, would you like the van? I mean, figuratively.
Yeah. So, and I'd like to then put out another little announcement to those people as well.
Yeah.
Please, please do not be offering stuff like that to Ray because he has a tendency to buy that shit.
Yeah.
I have often stopped on the side of the road with Ray to have a look at vans that he said, I'd like to save that van from the scrapyards, and you felt an obligation to do so, you know?
I like saving inanimate objects. And I just thought this little Sprinter down in Ballina looked like it could have another life with me, do you know?
But you have
I'm
perfectly working van.
I do, but there was times in my life where I used to drive those Sprinters when they were brand new.
Yeah.
So I used to drive them, and I loved them. And now I want to return to those times in my life. And that's wrong, and I need to get out of that because what in the world do I need a big old van?
Have you thought about mental health facilities?
I should.
And perhaps some kind of care because shouldn't have.
I probably
that.
Need to delete three apps off my phone.
Adverts, Tinder, and Grindr,
and Facebook Marketplace. Facebook Marketplace is my worst.
Well, Facebook Marketplace.
I've noticed lately I've become really addicted to it.
Facebook Marketplace is. I mean, it's so much better than adverts now.
Yeah. And everything's on it.
Everything is on it.
Yeah.
But I mean, mine is just full of golf clubs. Like.
Yeah.
So every day my Facebook tells me, you won't believe what I found today, Mark.
Exactly.
Wait, you see
but
this.
But this is terrible.
Yeah.
Do you know
it says to me there's a Simmax 2 here for $250, Mark.
Stop.
You won't find it like this again. No.
And do you also find, and this is obviously maybe just an observation, I find that if the more Arabic the name selling it, the less likely it's for sale. The more likely that someone has taken a screenshot of something that was for sale from someone else and now they're saying, well, I'll see how we get out of here now.
Yeah.
Is that the wrong thing to say?
No,
can
it's
I
the
say
right
that
thing
in
to
word?
Say. No, we've already said that, I think, on this podcast before, but like, because I've had some trouble with is still available coming up.
Yeah, is still available, just the more, and sometimes you can't even make letters out of the name. It's in a different language.
No, like I'm pretty certain I saw like a Batman symbol in one of them one time. I was like, that's not a digit or or a, that's not a letter. So that can't
there's
be
an
working.
Emoji in the name of the person selling.
There's an emoji
it.
In the name. What's going on? No, that is racist, I think.
Okay.
Who gives a shit, Ray? Yeah. Who cares, Ray? Irish or pigs? It's okay. Now we've made it okay again.
Now. Yeah. Can we talk about the A-team?
Why?
I don't know. I wrote this down. One of the days, I was sitting there and I was going, weren't the A-team great? Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I watched the A-team when I was younger.
Wasn't it
great?
Every single episode, they just landed somewhere and they sorted something out for someone, but it always involved fortifying some sort of a building.
Yeah.
And
smoking fags.
And smoking fags.
Yeah.
Charming the pants off the local good-looking young one.
Yes.
And then driving a Jeep over
a ramp that
was disguised as a three or a ditch.
Yeah, you're not going to believe
this.
And
then they flipped it.
Yeah. And then they'd land back over. And then your man would still have the cigar in his mouth when they landed back over again.
And he'd say, I love it when a plan comes together.
I get on a blade.
No, that's a different...
That's
Murdoch. That's, yeah, I was talking about Hannibal.
No, that's B.A. Baracus.
No, or B.A. Baracus,
B.A. Baracus. You know your man. That fucking B.A. Baracus, he always at the fucking Harper.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get on no plane.
Yeah.
And he was one of the toughest sons of guns going, man, but he would not get on no plane.
No, he wouldn't.
No way, man. They
and they
Ryan
always used
flight.
To find a new way of putting them on the plane.
Oh, they'd have to sedate him. They'd have to shoot him with monkey darts.
That wouldn't work now in Ireland. Like, I mean, there's no way you get through Dublin Airport with a sedated man that size.
Imagine me wheeling you in and you're drooling.
Out of it.
Where's his passport? Don't worry about it. Just get him on the
phone. There's some plot twists in this. Like, and that's the thing as well. Like, obviously, they'd fortify a building, they'd shoot a load of bad guys, and they'd churn the pants off the local good-looking young one.
But at the age of 60, yeah,
and then the cops would land just after. But surely they couldn't get that far down the road. Like, would there not be... Was there not a time where there was... How did they not catch them?
Well, have you ever tried to ring the guards for something before?
I rang the guards only the last night. There was cattle on the road outside Dromore West. I rang Ballina Garda Station.
How long did it take Ballina Garda Station
well, in
to get
fairness,
to
the lady
West?
Was very prompt. They answered the phone straight away.
Yeah.
I says, how are you? There's a cow on the road outside Dromore West, Sligo side, beside the bridge. And she's like, thanks very much.
They you said, did. That's not a cow. That's Big Nelly. She's just coming out.
Right thing for ringing us and I was going savage. But I had a funny feeling that between the time the guards got there and the time I rang, it could have been an accident. It's an awful dangerous thing, cattle on the road.
Yeah. Do you get the conscience thing with that as well?
I felt like I should have gone back and stuck the blinkers on and sat there and become another reason why someone had hit something.
No, that's a good point. So me and a friend of mine were driving from Sligo to Galway.
Yes.
On the old famous N17. Someone had a song about it one time.
It's not that anymore.
What's it called?
It's now the N89.
What are you talking about? It's still the N17.
No.
You're dirty and it's good for nothing, bastard. It is.
The strip of road that was the N17 that was kind of Clare Galway. You know, passing Clare Galway on the N17, that's now a different road designation because it's been replaced by the M17. I know our local Galway man is furiously typing into his Google to see what is going on here.
Yeah, but you're a dirty
sure
liar.
I'm nearly sure it's the N89.
No, it's not. It's the
they've
N17.
They've reclassified that road.
No, it's an M17 and an N17.
No, it's not.
I've never been more confident of anything in my life.
I think the N17...
It's the only thing I know in this world.
The N17 continues onto the M17.
It does.
But the strip road that was going from where you leave a tomb into Galway, the Clare Galway way, that's now the N89. How does that song go?
I wish I was on that N89.
Stone walls and the grass.
The song's now benign.
It is correct.
I am shocked. I was obviously only... I was going in on that.
Oh, did you know that?
No, I hadn't. I just said to you there, Ray, I've never been more confident. It's the only thing I know in my life. I had a clue if it was called there.
Oh, yeah.
So I know what you mean, though. But at the roundabout now, it turns into the N89.
And they don't even... They rubbed Galway out.
Yeah, well, if only. But...
But they rubbed it off the sign.
Yeah.
Because they don't want anyone taking that road to get to Galway.
Yeah.
They want anyone that wants to go to Galway now is onto the motorway.
Which is a waste of time, by the way. Do not take the motorway. Mm. Anyway, what was I saying? Anyway, we were on the way. Conscience with stuff going on.
Yeah.
A gentleman in a van, an engineering firm in front of us, a Berlingo.
No. Small engineering firm.
All over the road. Between Sligo and Tobercurry.
Right. He left us or he was?
He was all over the road.
Right.
Like, as in a little bit all over the road. And we were like, oh, geez, I wonder. And I was like, I wonder, is he on the phone?
Yeah.
You know? And then when it continues after 25 minutes or 30 minutes, I was like, something odd here.
Yeah.
And I would, like, the guy that was with me, fair play to him, said, I can consciously not ring the guards now.
Oh.
Even though I know they're not going to come out
they're
and
not
try
going to
and get
out.
This fella.
Yeah, but you want to be on the right side of your
you
conscience.
You want to go... If there's a mad accident on the road, I have actually tried to report this. Like,
we
didn't leave it. And then eventually a man got so bad on the road that he pulled in on the side of the road outside Charlestown.
Yeah.
And we rang the guards in Charlestown. And then we got put onto the guards in Castlebar, who then put us back onto the guard in Charlestown.
God.
Who then, I think, eventually said he was going to go out and have a look and see where your man was.
Like, your man would probably be gone at
by that time, he said on the phone, look, he's probably gone by now. And then they said, do you know what they said before? This is still on the phone, like, no one gone out yet.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a statement?
Nothing's happened yet.
To which my friend said, no, I just want you to go and check and see if your man is drink driving or not. He's pulled in on the side of the road. He's a half kilometre away from you. You could just come out like and go and I don't know if they did or not. But
if that lad is listening and you did get a drink and driving conviction from that incident,
you're welcome.
It's great now that you can trace it back to his Morden the skateboard. I don't know.
He's going to be at the next live show. And I'm going to present him with a brand new fake license. That's it. No, the thing is, I've done that a few times though, where I have rang just to be like, at least I know now that.
Yeah.
Even if there's nothing, even if they're like, what are you on about? Yeah. Nothing happened. Your
and
man
it's nice
was not.
The way you can still ring the local Garda station and they actually answer. You know, they haven't gone, hello, your call is important to us. Welcome to Ballinagh Garda station.
Jeez, you're really fucking zoning in on the Middle East here now, real.
It's an Indian call centre.
Is that
I'm
the
merely
Middle
trying
East?
To no. do That's an Indian call centre.
Yeah. But that's the second time now you've got
it.
I'm
not zoning in, it's reality.
It is reality, yeah. I would really face reality a lot of the time now. But anyway, okay, Ray, if that's what you want to do. I watch a thing called, I've already told you about it, it's where they catch scammers. It's class. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Where are these scammers from?
They're not from, they're from Gertrude.
They're right, okay. Gertrude scammers. Fair enough.
They're from India, Ray. Yeah. They're always from Calcutta.
There you are now.
They're always from
It's the scamming
Calcutta.
Capital of the world.
It is the scamming capital of the world,
And fair play to them. They're making great pound.
No, it's an awful bollocks.
Scammers.
Scammers in Calcutta.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Ray, I'm boiling over. Have you any other old cracker?
I do, The next thing on my list is, did you see a certain quote from a gentleman in Bundoran recently?
No.
This is very small, and I didn't. Wasn't sure about saying this, but...
You're on the controversy tonight.
I might as well. There was a quote.
I'm so scared.
And I don't know, was it on Twitter or was it on Instagram or something? But I seen it and I laughed. And then I felt bad for laughing, but I still laughed. And I thought it'd be no harm to put the quote to you. Now, I couldn't find the quote when I'm back to look at it. So I'm just going to try and paraphrase it.
That's worse again.
So I'm probably going to make a shite of it.
Okay, I legally have no obligation to what Ray's about to say here. Yeah. Go on.
So they were talking about the fact that there's an awful lot of refugees. Moved into Bundoran.
Yeah.
Now, it mightn't have been Bundoran. It might have been another spot.
Have you any facts? Have you... Hang on now 1 minute, Ray.
No,
have you any facts before we delve into what is the hottest topic in the country right now?
There's only a few people listening to this podcast. I think we're safe enough. So the refugees anyway are now living in Bundoran and off scattered them. And apparently, at the same time as the refugees moving into Bundoran, apparently three brothels have sprung up about the town. Right.
I mean, that's just local enterprise. I mean, that's great to see.
It's great to see.
That's just a couple of young Bundoran women who said, do you know what, lads?
Yeah.
We might as well make hay.
But that's...
Do you know what I mean?
The young gentlemen...
We're not getting a hold around here. Everyone has his road already. There's a couple of new boys in town. Let's get 50 off them each time.
The young gentleman that obviously had made this observation said that he doesn't see anything wrong with the three brothels springing up, because he said at least now you won't spend your whole night buying drinks for spending money, so your hard-earned money buying drinks for some monster from Carrick and Shannon. You can go up the road and your knees will be met.
You're down to the Allingham Arms and your wand smells like fucking silage and you're buying her 7-ups all night. And you're livid with yourself.
And then she's telling you she has to bring her friend home. That's basically his observation.
Then her friend is going, Ashling, I want to go chipper. Come on, I want to go chipper. Everyone has a chipper friend. I'm going chipper, Ashling. Come on, stop talking to him.
Do we talk about chipper friends before?
Chipper friends, yeah. Chipper friends. I've seen it happen to my mates. In Lily's and in Maze and in every place. And the Garvogue up and down this town, I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
They get as far as they can with a young one.
Yeah.
And they go, oh my God, it's about to happen.
This is it now.
Right? And then her drunk chipper friend, who didn't get a fella, says, Ashing, I want to go chipper. I'm going now to chipper. Come on. And then she's like, I have to go with her. I have to go.
Yeah, because you can't not go with the
because
friend
she
the
didn't get the ride. Then she can't let... Yeah. Susan get the ride.
Yeah.
Or Ashing or whatever.
And that's what this young gentleman was talking about. He said, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
more brothels.
Listen, I'm all for more brothels.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't want to. There's brothels in Sligo.
Yeah.
I know of their locations. There is,
Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
I'm currently conducting a sting operation. I've done 16 missions.
16 missions. In and out. Gather evidence.
Gather a lot of evidence, right?
You're leaving something behind you.
A lot
of
forensic evidence. a lot of biological data has been...
So there actually is them in Sligo?
No, there is brothels in Sligo, yeah.
See, I'm so naive. Yeah, I'm you're very naive. Town. Yeah. There's no drugs in Sligo. There's no brothels in Sligo. There's no crime in Sligo. I drive around the town every day. Everything's great.
I see all three of them on a daily basis.
The worst I get is maybe a dog that has gone straight from his house and he chases me down the market yard. And I run for my life.
Was it Jack Russell?
I was a little yappy little dog.
Oh, they're yappy ones of the bastards.
Yappy little dog. I just, but it's funny. I know fine well if the dog gets near me, I'd be able to get around it because I'm a bigger person. I'm a bigger man than that dog.
Have you ever been bit by a dog before?
No, and I really wish it would. And my father and mother have instilled...
They've tried to get you bit by a dog plenty of times.
They've put a fear...
It's like getting chicken pox. We have to get this fella tetanus.
They've put a fear up inside me about the dog's thing. Because my father used to work for a department of government that needed to be provided with... he used to do a lot of house calls.
He had a canine unit.
And he had... he used to do a lot of house calls. Yeah, he was a drugs... house calls. And the department of government gave him a yoke for dealing with dogs that... this high-pitched...
Oh, yeah, they go apeshit at a certain frequency.
A certain frequency. If the dog was coming at him, he could press the button... Yeah. And the dog go apeshit, which I didn't think was a good idea because the dog is already going apeshit. You don't want him going
anymore.
You don't
want to double down on it.
Yeah, I'm going to go doubling down. Now I'm definitely going to bite you.
Yeah.
But between that now, my mother as well, terrified dogs. I've probably grown up not... I'd be terrified of dogs.
Is your mum terrified of dogs?
We'd all in the house find them very unpredictable. We love cats. Cats all the time, every day.
It's funny that you say that, like, you know, like you said to me there, you're big into cats. And I kind of half get it because, like, cats... You know what you're getting with them, which is no love or empathy.
They don't give a fuck about
they couldn't give a shit about you. And for the most part, they won't go near you. But the one thing I will say about cats is, if they were any bigger, they would eat you without salt.
They would,
They absolutely would have no problem eating a human if they could. That's what are called tigers.
Are you doing what I do to you? Because you've been on your phone the last 2 minutes.
Right here, Ray, is a little video I'm just going to show you.
Oh, you're just
this is outside Baby Ali's creche.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a cat playing with the mouse, not killing us.
Oh, yeah, no, cats don't just play it.
Look, they won't let it. He won't let the mouse run away.
No.
Like whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay. So look.
Yep.
Look, the mouse is standing up to him and everything. It's like Stuart Little. Wait to see the mouse stand up to him.
This is great in a podcast.
Isn't it? Look.
Yeah.
He's like Stuart Little, but the cat, and eventually the cat just picks up, puts his mouth and takes it to another place.
Yeah.
So that's what a dog won't do. A dog won't play. A dog will only eat, and if you're loyal to it, it'll be loyal to it.
Yeah.
A cat is a bastard tiger, but just a midget version. It's like your man from Game of Thrones, but in a cat version of
In
us.
A cat version.
In a cat version of
You've reminded me of something that I wanted to do on today's podcast.
Yeah, go on.
But we were supposed to get the Bluetooth link to the roadcaster.
We have New York there, a new unit. So,
do you think if I rang someone on speaker that it'd pick it up?
I'm sure
it
would, Who are you ringing, though?
So, have you seen this crack about, it's a thing on TikTok where kids ring their, and I don't mean kids, I mean like, you know, adult children, ring their mother or father, right? And put it to them that they want to get their pet dog or cat christened.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do it to my mother.
That's a great idea. I can't use my mother now, if that's what you're saying we can do.
No.
We could have done this. If we'd recorded any other day, it would have been absolutely mostly possible and it would have been hilarious.
Is your mother okay?
Oh, no, she's okay. Like, yeah. I just thought you were like, let's ring both mammies.
No.
My mammy is unavailable today.
I'm going to just pick on my one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We're just going to try that now.
Okay, go
on. And sure, look, it mightn't work. But the way I'm going to run this is I can't pin it on us, because if I tell her that Laura wants to get our cat christened, then I'd be afraid she'd say something... You know, like,
bad about Laura.
Yeah,
because
I don't want that.
She'd lie and say, well, I never liked that bitch. And I knew she was mental, right? And you should have never married her.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to put it like one step, or 1 degree of separation.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about my sister Joanne and her husband Michael.
Getting
and
the dog.
Their dog, Railta.
Yeah.
So they have a lovely big, what you call them dogs? The big
Burmese Mountain Kendies. Yeah.
And they've had now this lovely dog, little girly dog, for quite some time.
Is it a girl dog?
Yeah. But in fairness, you wouldn't put it past Michael and Joanne to be going christening a dog.
Yeah, no. Should they christen the child and everything? Yeah. What?
They're mad for stuff like
mad
that.
Mad for Christmas.
So
stuff.
This mightn't work, but I'm going to try it in Sherlock. Hopefully people will be able to hear it and things. So, and my mother mightn't answer as well anyway, but Sherlock, let's see what happens now. Come on, Carmen, now. Oh, yeah.
Keep the phone right up to it now.
Right up to it there now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's good now. It's ringing. She wouldn't be one for answering the phone too often now.
She always answers to me.
Yeah, we might have to wait till she rings me back. Could be dinner time at home.
Hello, Raymond.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, and you?
Not too bad, now. You know Michael and Joanne have the dog?
Yes, and you know, the dog is here at the moment, yeah.
Railta?
Yeah.
Do you know, now I know they're off in Spain at the minute, so I thought this would be a good time to ring in. They wouldn't be sitting there beside you. But have you heard what they're planning on doing with the dog?
No, I haven't heard.
They have, so apparently Father Harrison has started christening pets.
Oh, don't tell me the dog was going to be christened.
So Michael and Joanne have got on this on this trend, and now they've booked Rail to Inn to be christened, because Joanne said it to me yesterday before she went off to Spain that they had planned to do it on, I think it's the second weekend of November.
Oh, God, what's that about?
I was thinking Dad wouldn't be in favour of it now, in fairness. But, I mean, did they say anything to you about it?
No, not a word. It was a lovely dog, really. I took the dog for a walk today, would you believe it?
Yeah, and she didn't run away from you?
No, she's very good at that.
Very good. And come here, do you think she's worth christening? Like, do you think the spirit of the baby Jesus needs to get up inside in her?
No. That's not right at all.
No, I don't think pets should. No, because next thing Laurel want a christenula, and sure, we can't have that.
Oh, that's only a money spinner. What's this Father Harrison doing?
I think it is.
He's going against all. That was never done for animals ever. That's not right in the church. In the, I don't believe it is anyway.
That's what I thought.
Supposed to be. No.
Well, look, I'll talk to Joanne and maybe try and talk her out of it. I just think it's a daft idea, to be honest with you. And
yeah, it is.
Like, as well, she kind of is insinuating that we're all going to have to come to it as well. And I don't know, could I be arsed coming down for something like that?
No, it's a money spinner and it's silly. I don't know what that priest is up to.
That's all I was ringing about. You're looking.
That's right, yeah.
I'll be chatting to you again. I'll talk to Joanne, see can I talk her out of it.
What are we doing tomorrow evening? Is it just meeting for
meeting for pints, yeah. Just meet for pints, no dinners.
Very good. And will Laura come?
Nah, geez, Laura will be there, yeah.
Very good.
Thanks a million, ma'am.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
I feel kind of bad.
I'm fucking sweating. She's going to ring Joanne now.
You're going to text Joanne going, what's this about getting the dog christened? I thought for a minute she'd rumbled me. Oh. I thought for a minute she was laughing about it.
I love the way every one of those videos I've seen, every old Irish person has said, that's a fucking money racket.
Yeah.
They all see through it as a, is that the church again trying to get more money out of us again? Is that what that is? Yeah. Are they struggling again? Oh, that was class. I hope she lets us put that in.
Oh, I doubt it. Well, see, that's the thing. I knew the best thing to do was ring her because she wouldn't mind. She'd knock a bit of crack out of us.
Yeah.
But if it rang my father now and he'd lost the head, there'd be no way that selection would
and
be
And I love
in.
The fact that she said your father's going to lose the head when
he's
he going to
have a seizure.
He's going to have a seizure. She'll tell him they're getting real to christen and he'll just fucking drop and start fucking... He's taking a fit.
That's good now.
Oh my God, you're going to have to tell her that that's a load of lights.
I will. We'll ring her after the.
Yeah, no, but
podcast.
Like in the next half hour, you're going to have to text her and say,
oh,
"Mama,
will, yeah.
I was only joking with you."
Yeah,
text
no,
her out.
I'll definitely ring her
because otherwise, she's going to tell everyone that that's a plan.
See, Michael and Joanne are away on holidays at the minute, so we've a few days. We're fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a lightheaded nose as well. That is class, Ray.
We have to address the 1,000 or so new American followers we have.
So let's talk about this.
Fair play to P.
Did he do it or did he not?
Diddly not. His family came out and said he didn't.
But diddly used to kind of... The thing what it is...
His whole family, all of them, came out and said, no, we're with you, Dad. This is a load of shite.
Well, obviously...
So do you think it might be a conspiracy?
No.
Why are you so sure? You know nothing about it.
I know plenty about this. I know plenty about what goes on in that bastard west coast of America.
Right.
And in Hollywood.
You've been there several times.
I've been there
you?
Loads of times. Right?
You have.
In my dreams. Yeah. I know. I mean, look, maybe it is conspiracy.
Yeah.
The thing is, you nearly have to keep it at arm's length, that stuff, don't you?
Well, you do, yeah.
Over here.
But in a good way.
We have enough to be worried about.
But in a good way, us just commenting on the extremities
well,
of it.
Well, it flew us up in Instagram.
We were delighted. And we'd like to welcome all the new American listeners.
You're very welcome. The mad thing is...
Two new Playboy
what
models.
What doesn't work on TikTok works on Instagram. What doesn't work on Instagram
did
works
you
on TikTok.
Hear that?
Where did the... Playboy models.
I said we have two new Playboy models.
Blue tick verified.
Blue tick verified Playboy models.
Should we say their names or no?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I couldn't find them.
Laura
I searched.
Says to me, oh, there's another Playboy model. I was going, really?
So, we put out the P. Diddy video. Diddly used to, or there's no diddly Irish not. People diddling. Mm.
And all of a sudden, we got loads and loads. It went big in America. It got 400,000 views or some crack. Hmm. And out of those couple of thousand new people that are following us, two blue ticked young ones who are Playboy models.
Yeah.
And my favorite part of that is I love to think that they're sitting out in the waiting room.
Yeah.
And Helen is in getting the diddies pictured.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Not the P diddies now. Sorry. Yep.
The diddies.
To get the old knockers pictured.
Yeah.
Pictured.
You're doing it really like that. Would you take a picture of the knockers?
So she's in there pictured. And your man Pablo's on the lens.
Yeah.
And he's saying, take off the bra there because I go take a picture of your old knockers there now. Right?
Yeah.
For the Playboy. Yeah. And we give you £50 and travel money. Yeah. Right? And while she's doing that, the two of them are waiting in the waiting room on their phones.
Yeah.
And then one of them just goes to the other one. Oh, this is gas. Did you see
this?
Ireland think they're from. Did you see these two gas fellas?
Yeah.
Geez, the fella with the kind of darker haired fella is very cute. You know, that kind of, that I love kind of, that might be one. And that they might have then followed us after that.
Yeah, so thanks
with
very
their
much.
Big old knockers.
Yeah.
I love that idea, Ray. That we're getting followed by a lovely old cheeks, the old pair of old boobs.
Speaking of a pair of old boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is the family
if
life
you
getting
say Nicola,
I'm sure she's milking.
She is. I mean, I do feel bad sometimes. Like, if close friends come into the house, like, I do say to them, like,
be careful now.
Oh, no, I don't. I say the opposite. I say, do you want to see Nicola's old boobs? Because I must go out now. Do you know? And the thing about Nicola is she doesn't really care now at this moment. Like, it's amazing what happens. This is a good question.
Yeah.
Do you get awkward around breastfeeding women?
No.
No, but it's okay to say you do now, Ray. Genuinely, it's okay to say you do.
I'd be conscious of it because the last thing, when someone... When
do you do the double take? And then the change the subject. Did you see fucking Aero? Aero is bringing out new biscuits.
Yes, I do.
You won't believe that. Yeah, and I find it on my phone without looking that way.
Yeah.
Is that what you
do? I find reasons not to look in the direction of the breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, only out of respect and
it's out of respect for the cans.
For the can.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I don't want to be...
For the can holder.
The last thing you want to be doing is breastfeeding a child and then have your good friend Raymond sitting across from you going...
Yeah, so that's the thing. So fellas can't... I used to get that before we had babies, right?
Yeah.
Where the second I saw a woman breastfeeding, you just go, oh, and you won't believe what happened because I was down at the field and I'm not going looking over there
but
again
it's because
in my whole
it's not
life.
To do with the breastfeeding. It's just from a very early age we were taught, don't be looking at women's cans.
Brilliant. And we'll get on to that now again in a couple minutes as well because a very good friend of ours, she won't mind us. I'll just say her first name just in case she doesn't mind. But Sarah, me and Sarah had this conversation before as well.
Right.
But I'm going to get on to that in a sec. But the breastfeeding thing is, once you have babies then and you have your missus breastfeeds, you realised, I couldn't give a shite. I don't care who sees them and I don't care what other diddy I ever see in my life ever again.
Right.
Like if I was walking down the town.
And you've seen a diddy.
And I wouldn't.
Has it changed diddies for you?
It changed diddies for you, yeah.
I'm really sorry.
You have more respect for the diddy. For sure. You have more respect for the diddy, but you don't look it in the eye the same way you used to.
Right, okay.
You know?
Yeah, you don't look at it the same
Which
way.
Which is amazing because they look better than they ever did. But, you know? But so you don't,
good,
like, it's
shape.
Not. No, nobody. I read out. Come on now. I know, but the thing is, you don't. And, like, Nicola doesn't really bat an eyelid at it either, really, too much. Like,
what's Sarah say? I'm interested now in this.
Okay, so we were talking about this because she's very intrigued by the Irish shame.
Oh, yeah. Is this about the saunas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this before?
I don't think... Oh, we talked about it with Carl Spain. He said that when he was over in Germany, he went into a sauna and everybody was in the nip.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was shocked.
Yeah.
And Sarah has brought it up with me as well this week.
So it was brought up after that.
Yeah.
After that live show.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, actually. Anyway, but...
Germans are loving the nip.
I was trying to explain to her that we are just built on shame around our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be ashamed of your body. You're rotten.
Yeah.
That's what Irish people, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we've been taught like.
Yeah.
You're absolutely disgusted all ye and you should be ashamed yourselves.
Yeah.
And then what happens then is we hit teenage years, 13, and we see a first diddy. We can't believe what we're after seeing and we get burst with beautiful emotion for a lifetime, feelings. And then plummeted back down to shame again.
Yeah.
By going, I can't believe I looked at those diddies.
Yeah.
But on the contrary, when it comes to politics or anything to do with any social issues, we will talk wide open about anything.
That's true, yeah.
With Israel-Palestine right now, we talk wide open about.
Yeah.
We have no problem having public conversations about injustices or stuff that we perceive as injustices.
Mm-hmm.
So that both stems from the same thing. So it stems from our history. Number one, the shame comes from the Catholic Church and them telling us,
fair play to them.
If you enjoy yourself or in any other person in
it's
this
wrong.
Country, we will whip you,
yeah.
Right? And then on the other side then as well, we fought so long for our own political justice and freedom that we have no problem standing up then for the little man around the world when it comes to us, or ourselves for that matter. And that is such a recent history, in fact, present in most, in a lot
of
situations.
That's quite a wide spectrum you have to draw on.
No, but that's what I mean. But that's what I drew from it. And she said, where she's from in Germany, they will walk around Diddy House, no bother at all, and they won't bat an eye. Mickey House. It's very distracting for us because we're not, we're supposed
we're
not
look
at
looking at it.
We're expected to get a clip behind the ear for looking
you
at
know,
a Diddy.
I've never seen your
but
Mickey.
But I've always, you've what?
I've never seen your Mickey.
But the thing is, I'd have no problem. Do you want to see it now?
No, I don't want to see
this
it now.
This Patriot's about to
but
get
I
very
know
interested.
You a long, long time.
Oh, long, long is
long,
the word.
Long, long time.
Yeah.
All right. I've never seen your Mickey. I've never seen Brendan's Mickey.
Shut up. Brendan,
do you know, has any seen my Mickey?
No.
No, I'd exactly.
After this show we launch, we'll go in behind the curtain here and we'll just poke it out through the curtain.
But it is a thing.
So there's no shame, and you have to guess the Mickey then. So how does that make sense? Only one of
us. I was very taken aback. You know when there used to be GAA and there used to be showers?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
That's the other thing as well. So
I'm like, no, I'll go home and have a shower at home.
Yeah, but so there's no shame around like the same sex in the GAA thing. You just take out your Mickeys,
there are apparently it's very okay. You're just going and you just have a wee shower.
But like the thing is as well, like sure, you know, like you'd be 15, 16 playing like junior football.
Yeah.
You know, which is senior level as in like it's a but you know, back when I was young. Yeah. And like there'd be fellas going around with fucking
there would be, and I'd get my bag and I'd go home.
They'd get their bag and they'd leave it up at the table.
No,
and they'd get their bag and they'd dry it in front of your face.
You're right about the whole, just the aversion to it, whereas the Germans seem to be happy out.
But they cannot talk politically whatsoever.
No.
They cannot talk, have any kind of open political conversation.
I don't know enough probably Germans to be able to say yes
no,
or
but
no
this is a conversation I had with her about it. Like, and I was like, well, there you go, because it's just the opposite of what it is here. Like,
I think I prefer our way.
You think being ashamed of ourselves is
I
better?
Think being ashamed of ourselves, but able to talk freely about other matters.
I prefer Diddy's.
You prefer,
I prefer Diddy's.
Okay.
I would prefer to be in Germany. Yeah. Because the thing is,
it's one of more
I
Irish
say that,
don't go
I promise you. What's it?
It's one of the more Irish people don't go on holidays to Germany to spas and things.
Now that I know that they're fucking so old. No, but the thing is, I mean, I know we're making jokes about it, but I promise you, I'm not, I don't mean that in a creepy way. There's nothing like a pair of old Diddy's. Of course, we love Diddy's. They're two of my favourite things.
But you
pair
said only
Diddy's.
A little while ago that you're gone off them now.
No, I'm just saying that I don't look at them the same way. But the thing is, that's true, like, in general. Like, if I saw a pair of Diddy's now, I'd be like, geez, I love pairs of Diddy's, that's a pair of Diddy's. Yeah. But I wouldn't be like, I can't wait to follow you one home, put her in the boot of a car.
I think we were conditioned.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that fucking vicious, just like, or is it though either? No, it's not, I'm only joking.
I think we were conditioned a small bit.
Yeah, we are conditioned.
Yeah, the sun has a lot to answer for. I know you're a big fan of that paper.
Sorry, I thought about the sun and the moon.
No, the sun definitely. I just remember growing up, and there was always a young lady on the inside of the paper.
Yeah.
And you'd just be looking at it going,
Yeah, there was a young girl from Liverpool called Jennifer Ellison.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember her?
Yes.
I used to think she was absolutely smashing.
I answered that question
and
far
then
too quickly.
She did an interview recently where she said, do you know the first time I ever posed on one of those things, not nude now, but in lingerie?
Yeah, lingerie.
She was 16-year-old.
Oh, no, that's
isn't
not
that terrible?
No,
I was 12, so it didn't matter.
So you were fine
but, like,
together.
The people who put her in those papers.
Yeah.
She was 16-year-old, you dirty perverts.
Yeah.
Disgraceful stuff. At the time, great for me. 16-year-olds were savage for me when I was 12. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, all of a sudden, now I'm not allowed to talk about it. No. See, after getting sick.
Brendan's after, have anyone heard that? Brendan's after getting nearly sick abroad, making the keys himself.
But come here, that's what I'm saying though. I genuinely think a pair of Diddy's means nothing. When I went to Spain as a teenager, young ones, it's the European continent.
Yeah.
Young ones were on the beach in their Diddy's. Mothers, like, no bother at all.
I never seen Spain before I was in my 20s. So
no, but I saw it when
I was a very sheltered young.
I couldn't
young
believe
life.
It. My mother would go, stop looking at that.
Yeah.
And I'd be saying, shush, I'm after. I'm going over chatting that one up. How are you going? Do you like football? You do. Do you know?
Right.
I'd love to be able to talk about politics openly
and
look at a pair of old Diddy's without feeling shame.
That is a future we'd all like to live in.
I mean, isn't that the Ireland we should all vote for in the upcoming election?
No.
Whatever politician out there guarantee me two things.
Yeah.
An open discord, right?
On everything
open
that
conversation about everything that matters and not being called too left or too right.
Yeah.
Okay? Just having an open conversation and Diddy's until the cows come
home. And the ban-
Diddy's as far as the eye can
just
see.
The banning of swimwear.
The banning of swimwear across the board. Take them out.
Take them out.
I'm going to have a side. Take them out.
Yeah.
Take
remove Speedo from the country.
Take them out. Who's, what political party do I follow for that, Brendan?
People Before Profit. They're all about it. Yeah.
God almighty.
We have to talk about the guest for the show. The tickets are for sale, by the way.
The tickets
are
for sale.
If you'd like to buy a ticket.
Can I talk to you about what's really going on inside Kendi's head in terms of this live show?
Yeah.
The reason I didn't want to do this live show is I wanted to have a big build up to the big one that we're announcing in February.
Yeah.
Okay.
Announced.
Well, it's announced. I want you to go with
Valentine's
Day.
There's tickets available for that as well, isn't there? Not yet.
So here's but the thing is, I want you to go to the February one.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I wanted
a four-month build-up to the February one.
All right.
It's the biggest live show we're ever going to do. As in, it's in the Hawkswell Theatre.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to do the December one.
Yeah.
So we're doing the December one now.
Yeah.
And I'm finally on board in the last two
weeks
with us. Right?
Only because we got Donegal Daddy.
We got Donegal Daddy in, who is one of my favourite people in the country.
Yeah.
And now I'm mad to do the live show on December 12th. Yeah. In the Garavogue at 8 o'clock.
Tickets are available.
The tickets are available.
Three fibers,
Donegal Daddy is a father of three women. And I am the father of two women. And I can't wait to talk to him. Do you know what's going to happen at that? We're just
going
to start hugging and kissing and crying.
I hope that doesn't happen. Because
you know how
awkward I get when there's extensive baby talk.
You'll be standing there.
We're going to have to put a back touch.
He's called Donegal Daddy.
I want to talk to him about him before he was a daddy. I want to talk about that life. Who was he?
He was a musician.
Let's find out about that. Do you know?
That's a lot of jive. Let's talk to him about how mental raising young ones is.
No, sure, I would be out. They'll be out of that conversation.
But you can go home then. I don't
give
a shit.
Right, fine. I'll leave it to the Dewey.
This is a live show I didn't want to do anyway, so just let it be for me. I am so happy that it's Donegal Daddy. That's the guest. The tickets are now available if you go into our Instagram or if you just Ticketmaster.ie and search for the Kendi Rabel podcast.
I have another question for you.
Go on.
Oh, we have to apologise.
Every time we're apologising.
Well, it was
out
late this week.
Oh, it's out late this week. Yeah. I'll tell you why. I got what they call food poisoning.
Food poisoning.
We got it on Tuesday. Yeah. Myself and Nick, they got food poisoning from
Dodgy chicken fillet roll.
Chicken fillet roll. Dodgy. Yeah. I'm not saying where. You'd love to say where we
I'd
got
love
it from.
To say where.
But we're not.
Because then we get a big bag of free chicken rolls after.
You won't. And I, well, the thing is, you think I want more chicken rolls from
no,
that place?
No, probably not.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we both got food poisoning. We know it was food poisoning because, like, Ali wasn't sick and she would have eaten all the other meals with us, bar that one.
Yeah.
So Tuesday night kicked in.
Bad time for you.
Really bad. You couldn't even, like, a sip of water would come back up away.
That's disgusting.
It was crazy.
Well, I'm glad you got over it. And so then we missed your birthday then. Happy birthday.
We missed my birthday. We were supposed to go for dinner, but I only ate for the first time today.
Would you like some Swiss roll?
Today is now Thursday. Huh?
Would you like some Swiss roll?
I mean, I'll have some Swiss roll with you after this, sure.
And we'll
let's all sit down and have Swiss roll.
We'll do it. Which way did you say we want to do it? Harmonica.
I'm going to come at it like a harmonica.
Lovely.
Or we can come at it like the Lady and the Tramp, if you want.
Oh, we can both eat from either
way. We'll both start eating. We'll beat the middle then.
That's a nice
We'll have a big old chocolatey old kiss in the middle, the two of us.
That'd be nice, yeah.
How long have we been on? We have enough done. We might just about have enough done.
Yeah.
Listen, we're back in the studio again, which is class. So a big thanks to Pixel Productions again. A big thanks to Brendan for flicking the keys off himself. And a big thanks to our sponsor, Maves.
And the
Garavogue. And also, I do want to say as well that...
I have a shout-out as well before.
Oh, you have a shout-out as well. No, I just want to say as well that we're going to try and keep it a bit more steady from now on. I know you've been a bit hit and miss, but I had a little baby and then I had the poisonous inside me. So we are going to stick with you. We're not getting slack, I promise you that. The biggest thing you can do for us, and I really mean this, it's a Christmas show. It's 2 weeks before Christmas. We would genuinely love if you came out to the Christmas show.
That'd be great.
That would be unbelievable.
And wear something Christmassy.
Wear something Christmassy. Yeah. And we give a prize out for the best Christmassy
fella. Best Christmas, we'll do a Ryan Tubridy on
We will. We're going to be doing lots of Ryan Tubridy stuff. There'll be one for everyone in the audience.
Yes.
We're going to be getting on to all of them.
Yes.
Do you know what we're doing now as well, actually, lads? We're going down to an EJ's event.
Oh, fancy.
We got advice to an EJ's event, the big Farrah launch.
Yeah.
So, as you can see,
I probably have no business there because
all of my wardrobe is Farrah.
I know, but I'm trying to look my best for tonight now. A new pair of trainers.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to go down to that event and get loads of free fire stuff. That's all we want, like.
Before we go.
Go on.
I was asked just to give a shout out to a thing called Crack in Nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
Summer Hill College Parents Association. This is a very local event.
Oh, it's very local.
Invite you to an evening of hearty laughs and healthy meal ideas. Have you any idea what this would look like?
It's a load of people pretending to enjoy healthy food.
Right. So
that's otherwise killing them on the inside.
We have a gentleman by the name of Daniel Davey, and he's a performance nutritionist. And he's a BSc, MSc, DIP.
Right, okay.
So that's his qualifications.
MSc, NBSc. Yeah, so what radio station is he on again?
He's a performance nutritionist, but he is joined on the evening. And this is where, he's the nutrition bit, you see.
So
the crack is our favourite, John Cleary.
Oh, brilliant.
And instead of BSc, MSc, DIP, under John's name, they have stand-up comic.
No. Not the same qualification.
I think they should have given John his accoutrements
as well. I think they should switch it around. Your man should try to stand up and get all your nutrition from John.
So I believe the two of them are going to talk about what you can eat to have the crack.
Yeah.
And it's on in Summerhill College Auditorium. Now, it's €18 to go to it.
Yeah,
it's dearer
sure.
than our live show.
But well, it's worth
on, squad, it's on Brendan. The 6th of November at 8 6th p.m.
6th November at 8 p.m. Yeah. Yes, Brendan?
Can I add a very important thing?
Go on.
Daniel Davey was the Dublin Nutritionist.
Oh, he's a sports nutritionist.
So Daniel Davey was the Dublin GAA nutritionist and Leinster Rugby's nutritionist.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy doesn't mess around. He actually knows what he's on about.
Yeah.
So when I made that shite joke about people just crying to each other, turns out none of that is true because he only breeds high-end athletes who enjoy their life.
Yeah, and I said John is just there to communicate what he's saying in a funny way.
Yeah, because we don't really... we don't translate very well when a dub is talking down to us.
No, we need a translator.
He's from Sligo.
Is he?
Oh, he's up there with his big Dublin job, is it?
He's spent time, though, in Dublin. So
he's big time up in Dublin, that fella.
I bet you're wearing his
Dublin
jacket.
He comes home every Christmas with a new jacket. Oh, sick of your horn. Listen, thanks very much. Don't forget, if you want to watch this video from the lovely studio here at Pixie Productions in the ATU, you can do it on patreon.com/KenjiRayballPodcast. Yeah. Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
It's roasting.
It is roasting.
It's so hot.
The Kendi and Raybo Podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Gigaravo.